Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Authorities in Maryland have found two victims from Tuesday's bridge collapse near the Port of Baltimore. Colonel Roland Butler, Jr. is the superintendent of the Maryland State Police. He says the two men were discovered in a truck underwater.
The victims were identified as Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes, 35 years old, of Baltimore, and Dorlin Raniel Castillo Cabrera, 26 years old, of Dundalk.
The bridge collapse has closed the Port of Baltimore. That could affect imports and exports of vehicles in the U.S. An extended port closure could affect sales. John Bozzella is the president and CEO of the Auto Advocacy Group, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation. He says any economic effect on the auto industry will depend on whether automakers can find alternate methods to move their products.
A lot of it will depend on the extent to which companies can find these workarounds and the extent to which this part of the Port of Baltimore is disrupted.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. The convicted former CEO of crypto exchange FTX will learn today how many years he will spend in prison. NPR's Rafael Nam reports a federal judge is expected to sentence Sam Bankman-Fried today.
The former wonder kid of crypto is about to learn his fate. Bankman-Fried founded FTX, which once was the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world, worth billions. Bankman-Fried, then at the helm, was seen as the next big thing in finance, until it all came crashing down. Back in November, he was convicted of mainly fraud, after a jury found him guilty of all seven criminal charges he was facing. Prosecutors are asking for 40 to 50 years in prison. They say he committed one of the largest financial frauds of history. But Bankman-Fried's lawyers want only about 5 to 6 years. They argue the 32-year-old was just a young guy who was in over his head. He's vowed to appeal the conviction and sentencing. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
The last two coal-fired power plants in New England are set to shut down in 2028. Mara Hoplamazian with New Hampshire Public Radio says that in their place are plans for cleaner energy facilities.
Shutting down the two coal power plants in New Hampshire came after negotiations between the power plant owner, the EPA, and environmental groups. Tom Irwin with the Conservation Law Foundation says the agreement will help fight climate change.
It's a big moment. Coal is the dirtiest form of energy that we have.
The announcement continues a long decline for the coal industry, which once was the largest fuel source for generating electricity. For NPR News, I'm Mara Hoplamazian in Concord, New Hampshire.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. President Biden is holding a big campaign fundraising event tonight in New York City. He'll be joined by former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. The Biden campaign says the event at Radio City Music Hall is sold out. It's expected to raise more than $25 million. Days before the Easter holiday, a group of Christian leaders is urging the Biden administration to call for a permanent ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. NPR's Jason DeRose reports more than 140 clergy and others have signed a letter to the administration.
The letter sent this Holy Week also urges the U.S. and other countries to end arms sales to Israel, and it calls on the U.S. to tell Israel to abide by international conventions to prevent genocide. The letter addressed to President Biden says, quote, "We implore you to have the moral courage to end U.S. complicity in the ongoing violence and instead do everything in your power to prevent the potential genocide against Palestinians in Gaza." The letter was organized by the group Churches for Middle East Peace. Signers include Catholic, Anglican, Lutheran, and Quaker leaders, among others. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report on Asian Americans affected by poverty. The study says that an average of 1 in 10 Asian Americans live in poverty. The rates depend on the person's country of origin. People who are Burmese Americans report nearly double that poverty rate. The cities with the largest numbers of Asian Americans in poverty are Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.